Produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George, Tune Up with Deb is available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Once again, here's your host, Deb Ross.
Just before the break, I was talking about common life events that we struggle with and can be very detrimental to our financial situation because, of course, life costs money. Life costs a lot of money. And problems in life, well, those cost even more money. Now, I had indicated and I'd shared some stories of people that I've worked with that have experienced these traumatic life events. And I wanted to make sure that my listeners understand that each one of these events that happened and the stories that I shared, they all ended up having happy endings. Not right away, because there's pain to walk through, both emotional pain and financial pain. But there is a path and there is a solution available, even though everyone's situation is unique. The problems we face are fairly common. So solutions available may use a variety of tools in order to craft that solution. But each one of the stories that I shared did have a happy ending. So we're talking cash flow. We're talking budgeting. Again, that's not generally a comfortable word for a lot of people. In my world, that is a very good word. So we're calling it a cash flow plan. Now, that plan ensures that you're spending the money you actually have rather than money you don't have. And it also ensures that your money is being spent on what you would most want and you would rather have than on whims. Now, whims can get us into an awful lot of trouble, but let's face it, whims are fun. So if we have a leaning towards needing to splurge shop or that kind of retail therapy, there's nothing bad about that being something that you enjoy. The solution to that not completely sabotaging your cash flow plan is to plan for the spontaneity of wanting to go and splurge. Now, maybe that sounds like it's a paradox. And yet, when you have that money set aside, that allows you that in that event that you want to splurge, you don't hurt yourself. You've got splurge money set aside and you can go crazy with that money that you've set aside, knowing that it's not affecting the rest of your bills being paid on time, the rest of your cash flow. All your bills are going to be paid. So the budgeting, yes, very important. Secondly, we need to make sure that we have appropriate and adequate insurance coverage. Insurance, another word that a lot of people aren't exactly comfortable with, but insurance represents a cost we always complain about when we don't need it. But when we make a claim, what a beautiful thing that is that we have an insurance company that we can go with through their claim process and have that event that we've just gone through looked after financially due to an insurance policy. So there's no real other way to produce that great deal of cash that we need on such short notice in the event of a fire or a theft or some type of tragic loss. So when you don't need it, the cost of insurance seems like it's so much, such an expense. And yet when you do need it, it was money well worth the cost. Now, I don't sell insurance, but I sure do buy it. Thirdly, then, let's talk about cash reserves or savings accounts. Having extra cash available to cover these supplies expenses is the way, this is the way that you're insulated from the financial pain experienced by those who are unprepared. Now, some individuals choose to use credit to cover these surprise expenses. Now, remember, you can do that once, maybe you can do that twice, but the very need to use credit to cover an emergency creates a situation where you are increasingly more and more vulnerable to what's coming next. Do we actually think that if we hit one of these life events, that that's it? We can wrap a bow on that box and stick it in a closet and say, well, I'm glad we dodged that one and we got through that one. No, no. What's coming next? What's around the corner? We never know. So if we're using credit to take care of these financial challenges, we're just creating the next financial challenge being an extra big challenge because of that debt load. So that brings us to the second common contributor to the financial vulnerability, which of course is carrying a debt load. So, question, how does debt and carrying that debt load actually make us financially vulnerable? Well, a debt load makes us more vulnerable to being able to navigate through those challenging life events because our resources, our future earning power, is already committed to repaying borrowed money plus interest rather than protecting our household. So right there, our earning power, the money that we have set aside, that's not 100% available for our needs anymore. Now we have a debt payment and, don't forget, the magic of interest. And the more debt we carry, of course, the less financial shock it takes to derail our personal finances. So I'd like to share another story with you about a gentleman that I worked with in a different community. He owned a restaurant, another restaurant story. It seemed very successful. It was a very busy restaurant. Anytime that I was in the restaurant, you had to wait a little bit for a table. It was a good bustling business. But he kept taking on more and more debt in order to run the business. Now, some of these decisions, I think there were some people in his life that didn't necessarily agree with these decisions to take on more debt. However, this was his business and he was determined and he was convinced that this was a good idea. The business ended up closing. I met with him and I asked him, what had happened. The straw that broke the camel's back, from his perspective, was the rising cost of vegetables. That was it. That small detail put him and the restaurant into bankruptcy. He lost his business. Now, let's dial this back a little bit. If he hadn't taken on the extra debt, would his business have been nimble enough to work through the problem of the rising costs of vegetables? I tend to think yes. And that rising cost of vegetables, that's not something that we as customers are immune from in our own households. We're all aware that vegetables are becoming more expensive. So in order for him to navigate through the rising cost of vegetables and the hit it was taking to his income in the business, he would have had to have a solution that probably would have involved raising the cost of the meals in the restaurants. But customers who were loyal, I would assume they would understand that because they're already experiencing the rise of costs in their own households. And this was a nice restaurant. We go to a nice restaurant, we want nice vegetables. We're willing to pay a premium for good quality vegetables. I think that business would still be running. Now, let's face it, we don't go to Denny's for their vegetables. We go to nice restaurants and we appreciate that they're going to be putting on our plate a nice display of good vegetables and we're willing to pay money for that. So it ended up being an unfortunate story that, yes, he ended up losing the business, going bankrupt. But the whole reason for that problem was that his financial situation was not flexible. It was not nimble in order to roll with the rising costs of supplies. And we're always going to be facing rising costs of supplies, whether we are a business owner or a retail type of business owner, or even in our own households, there are rising costs of our goods all over the place. So as Warren Buffett put it, who, of course, one of the wealthiest people in the entire universe, it isn't possible to go broke unless you owe money. Wise words. So economic factors can also increase our financial vulnerability when we embrace and carry a debt load. Now, for example, there are some identifiable financial circumstances already on the horizon which could negatively affect us as Canadian consumers. Interest rates are rising, and they're poised to rise even further in the coming year. So when I meet with people who have their variable rate mortgages, we're doing calculations to see if they are actually going to be able to afford their homes because of rising interest rates. Now, that's a sobering thought. Did we not, when we first purchased our home and we first got into the variable rate mortgage, was that not adequately explained? Were we somehow living in a bubble that we thought interest rates were always going to be so low that not only could we afford the mortgage on the house, but let's look at a home equity line of credit? We've got rates and legislation and rules changing on the HELOCs as well, the home equity line of credit. So it looks like now a lot of the big banks are coming into line with this, that if you have a home equity line of credit, your the calculation for ability to pay your debt, which of course is your ability to maintain the line of credit, that calculation is not going to be based on what you own on your home equity line of credit. That calculation will be based on the entirety of the home equity line of credit. So whether you have taken any money and you've actually taken money off that line of credit, or whether it's a completely open trade line on your home, your debt servicing ratio is going to be calculated as if the whole home equity line of credit was maxed. Well, that is a huge change for people to be working through, and they may lose their home equity line of credit. So if you are in that position, I encourage you to get a hold of your bank or your credit union where you have your mortgage and your home equity line of credit through, and see if you can be proactive within that situation to make sure that, yes, you can afford your mortgage, and yes, you can afford the home equity line of credit, or perhaps you're going to need to do some creative refinancing. Now, I often get asked if there are guidelines that we can take our personal situation and overlay it on someone else's guideline to see if we're on the right track, financially speaking. Oftentimes, that question is surrounding a conversation about budgeting and cash flow. So one resource that I'd like to give you is the GailVazOxlade.com website. Now, I'm sure we're all familiar with good old Gail VazOxlade and her Till Debt Do Us Part. She has a terrific little interactive budget program on her website. It's just called an interactive budget worksheet, and she does have guidelines within that budget worksheet. So it's kind of commonly held rules of thumb, if you will. So housing at 35%, transportation at 15%, debt repayment at 15%, savings at 10%, and basically all other life issues, so gifts, groceries, et cetera, et cetera. That runs about 25%. I can tell you, I have never met one person yet, and I haven't worked with one person yet, that their life fits so perfectly in those boxes. However, it is probably a pretty decent sheet to look at and put your numbers in and just see if your financial situation fits within those rather conventional guidelines. Thank you so much for your time today. I appreciate you spending some time with me, and we will talk again soon.
A half-hour financial advice program, Tune Up with Deb, is produced at CFIS-FM in Prince George. Deb Ross is an accredited financial counselor with Intune Financial Solutions in Prince George. Be listening for Tune Up with Deb each week at this time. For previous shows or more information on Intune Financial Solutions, visit intunefinancial.ca.